Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire, and boy, is this country on fire. The country is on fire. We need a divorce more than we've ever needed. I've been on this jag for a long time. I haven't brought it up for a while. But we need a divorce American style. We need secession. We got to get away from these people. They're all crazy. They're going to hound Trump till they kill him, till they either assassinate him, put him in jail where he'll get killed, or force him to have a heart attack and die. This is what they're trying to do. They're ready to indict him again and again and again and again. They're going after him and Republicans all over the country. Anybody can see what's going on. This is Nazi Germany combined with the Soviet gulag. It's KGB combined with Gestapo, combined with the East German Stasi. These people are exactly what I said from day one. Everyone should have listened to me. This is a communist takeover of the United States. And in the history of the world, no communist government has ever fallen by itself, by a vote. If you get my meaning, there's no way out of this. Do you understand me? No vote is going to get you out of this. Once they take Trump down, or once they defeat Trump in 2024, there is no more country. We become a one-party ruling Gestapo. And everybody goes to prison. Everybody goes to concentration camp. Everyone goes to re-education camp. There's some sick stuff going on all over this country. I got a text a few minutes ago from my wife, Cindy, who said she was going out shopping, had to run a few errands. And what do I get from her? She sends me a photo of two homeless-looking bums leaving the department store she's at in Las Vegas, and they've got bags full of clothing that they just stole and walked out right in front of her. Walked out the door of Ross right in front of me, laughing, white scumbags. That's what Cindy put, white scumbags, because they're white people and they're scumbags. They're low-life scumbags. She was describing what they look like, and that's what they are, scumbags. They were laughing, and the employees do nothing. They took hundreds of dollars of clothing right in front of my wife. This is happening every day at every retail store in America, every hour of the day. Cindy asked them, and they said, happens all day, every day. We're being robbed blind, and nobody does anything about it. The police won't even show up. There aren't enough policemen. I had to call three different people today for three different things I needed. Doesn't matter what they were. But all I could tell you is each time that I was on hold for a long time, including my cars in the repair shop, and each time they said, sorry, we have no employees. We just can't get to the phone. And then when they got to the phone, I brought my car in to be repaired just to get an oil change. Just an oil change. Last Wednesday. It's tomorrow will be 1 week. I'm sorry, Mr. Root, we haven't even gotten to it yet. I said, you've had my car for a week for an oil change and you haven't gotten to it yet? We don't even know when we're going to get to it. We're a little bit backed up. And I said to the girl, no, you're not a little bit backed up. You're a lot backed up. And she laughed and she said, yeah, we are. I was just trying to be nice. I was trying to make light of the situation. They got no employees. They got no mechanics. This country is so effed, you have no idea. So in the matter of a span of an hour, I found out my car has been away a week for an oil change and they have no employees to do it. And I don't know when I'm going to get it back. And my wife out shopping sees people stealing hundreds of dollars of clothing right in front of her and laughing as they walked out the door. Laughing. White scumbag thieves. This country is going to hell. See, it never has anything to do with racism. If right-wing watch is recording this now, if media, what is it, Mediaite is watching or listening now, guess what? If they were black, I'd call them scumbags, and you'd call me a racist. But because they're white scumbags, will you call me a racist now? It doesn't matter. The color of a person's skin doesn't matter to me. You're either a scumbag or you're not. And it's time to get scumbags out of proper society. We are in so much trouble. And now I switch to the vaccine. And again, there's never any way of knowing. I always give this disclaimer. If any one person dies because of the vaccine, although you almost are you almost can be certain every one of these people took the vaccine, doesn't mean that's what killed them. But I'd say in most cases, it does mean that's what killed them. Former Iowa offensive lineman Cody Incy died suddenly over the weekend at age 23. Every college football player took the vaccine. They were all forced to take the vaccine. And they're dying left and right. So is he definitely a victim of the vaccine? I can't tell you that. But I could tell you that the amount of deaths are spiraling. Elise Finch, CBS New York meteorologist. She was the TV weather girl in New York. And she was 51 years old. Dies suddenly. 51 years old, the weather girl at CBS in New York City for 16 years. She probably made $2 million a year. Dead. Died suddenly. These people have never been sick. And by the way, I'm from Mount Vernon, New York. I'm one of the few famous white people ever from Mount Vernon, New York. Go look it up at Wikipedia. Mount Vernon, New York, the most black town in the state of New York. A majority black town and the most majority black town in the state of New York. That's where I'm from. Look up the most famous people. They're all black rappers and black athletes, with the exception of Wayne Root, Dick Clark, and the guy who created Sopranos. Those are the three white people. Yes, David Chase from Mount Vernon, New York. Those three are from Mount Vernon. She is a African-American meteorologist on TV, CBS TV, making millions a year, died suddenly at 51 years old, hometown Mount Vernon, New York. An Atlanta YouTube star, Annabella Hamm, dies after epileptic event following bachelorette party. She was 22 years old. Again, do people ever die from epilepsy? Yes, they do. Have I ever heard of a 22-year-old dying from epilepsy who's famous? To be honest with you, no, I never have until the vaccine came along. Was she vaccinated? I don't know. Did the vaccine cause her epileptic attack? I don't know. Was it even an epileptic attack, or they're just saying that and she died from a massive heart attack or stroke? I don't know. But I'm sick of seeing so many people so young, and yes, 51 is definitely way too young as well, dying of heart attacks and dying suddenly. The vaccine is at the root of 99% of all of these deaths. Not 100, and I can't state for any one individual, but it's at the root cause of the death of almost every one of these people. Okay, now let's go to the Trump situation, because it is a bad situation. President Trump announces he's the target of a January 6th investigation, as in the supposed terrible things that happened on January 6th after Trump supposedly lost the election, after it was rigged and stolen against him. We had a peaceful protest. People were upset. People had every right to be upset. You know, as Vivek Ramaswamy, a Republican candidate for president, who's a brilliant, brilliant guy, going nowhere, but a brilliant, brilliant guy, and maybe a future superstar of the Republican Party. I like him a lot, but he's not going to beat Donald Trump. I doubt he's going to be Trump's vice president either, although he'd make a great one. But he said the other day, let me paraphrase, you know, when you tell people they can't speak anymore, and you try and silence dissent, and you try and put people in jail for nothing, and you try and kick them off social media for simply telling you what they believe, and you try and make them lose their jobs, eventually people are going to get mad. They're going to get angry. And what happened on January 6th happens. People get out of control. Well, I think he's not understanding. They didn't get out of control. There were tons of FBI undercover and FBI informants in the crowd, and they got out of control, and they stirred the crowd up, and they tried to foment a revolution. You know, and so all of it was caused by the Democrat mayor of Washington, in my opinion, the the liberal Democrat Capitol Police Chief, in my opinion, Nancy Pelosi, in my opinion, the evil scumbags of the Democrat Party put together a trap, and they entrapped all these people, and it's just awful. But everything Vivek said is true, and now it's going to get worse. When you try and indict again and again Donald Trump, our hero, the man we love, the man who created a great country, and did more for this country than anyone ever, and became the first president to ever do all that and not take a salary. He didn't take one dime, and his net worth went down dramatically. He took hit after hit. When that guy is indicted again and again and again, there's going to be a revolution. There's going to be anarchy. There's going to be violence in the streets. You're not going to like what happens. You're forcing us into it. What they're doing is it's a trap. If you do nothing, the country is lost forever. And we have thugs in charge of our life, and you're going to re-education camps. Okay, and you're going to be arrested by SWAT teams for your opinions at 5 in the morning. But if you do something, you're going to get arrested by SWAT teams at 5 in the morning and not see your family for years to come. It's a setup, and it's a no-win. This is the noose they're tightening around our necks. They're stealing the country, and if you respond to the steal, that makes you a criminal. There's no longer free speech. You have no right to say it. You have no right to say the election was stolen, and they're going to put you in jail. And now Trump braces for an imminent indictment by the Biden regime and this low-life scumbag Jack Smith. It's bad, folks. It's bad, and there's more indictments coming. More coming. The Fed seized Trump advisors' phones in a January 6th investigation. All Trump's 2024 advisors had their phones seized. And how about in Michigan? Michigan charges 16 Trump supporters with conspiracy over alleged 2020 alternate electors plan. Do you understand? They're going to come in Nevada and they're going to arrest everyone involved with the alternate electors. They're going to do it in Arizona. They're going to do it in Wisconsin. They're going to do it in Georgia. And they're going to do it in Pennsylvania to intimidate us. Those are the states that rigged and stole the election.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I am a man of solutions. And I've got the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Root's on fire. Crazy what's happening in our country. Crazy. I want to read you what one of my fans said. I love Dave. Dave's a firefighter in Pennsylvania, near Allentown, Pennsylvania. Dave says, "You're on fire tonight, Wayne. We're at work listening and cheering to everything you are saying." Thank you, Dave. Really appreciate it. You and all the boys down at the firehouse and all the boys down at the bingo hall and all the other places you tell me you listen to my show. Really appreciate it. Really do. Great guy. God, the things that are happening are just so scary. We just don't have a country anymore. We really don't. The country's gone. The question is, can we get it back? But it's gone at the moment. You have to understand that. Right now, at this moment, America is gone. And right now, at this moment, I believe in the end. I believe in God, and I believe God wins. At this very moment in time, God is not here. God is not protecting us. I don't know why he's left. I don't know if it's permanent. I don't know if it's short term. I'm assuming short term. You know, you got to think of, you know, in God's world, 5 years could be short term. A decade could be short term. A century could be short term. We don't know how God thinks. We know that time has no real meaning to God, right? It could be a century, and then he returns, and he thinks he did a great job, but your life was ruined. In that century, he was gone. Look at all the Jews in the Holocaust. Their lives were ruined, but God was still there, right? In the end, the United States won the war, and the Jews were released from the concentration camp, and most of them went on to have a great life in either America or Israel. A great life. They had children. They got married. They had businesses. They had careers. They died with some money. They had a good time. They enjoyed life like every other American. But at the beginning, it looked really bad. In the end, God won. So you don't know. You just don't know what God's plan is and what his time is when he comes back.
but it looks bad, and he certainly isn't there now. The devil's in charge right now. Satan has control of this country, and Satan has control of the Democrat Party, clearly. And I say this every time I say it. You're not talking to a highly religious man, and you're not talking to a guy who goes to church every Sunday, and you're not talking to somebody who, you know, is like a holy roller, and I'm not a preacher. But it's so clear to me that Satan is in charge of the Democrat Party and this government. And right now we are in a war, and we're losing, and we've lost the country. And the question is, can we get it back? Can we turn it around? Can we get it back? Now, I'm a student of the Civil War, and the South was kicking the North's ass for the first 2 years. And the war would have ended if the South won Gettysburg. It was all over. It was all but over. General Lee was the most brilliant general in the history of the world, but definitely in the history of America, but I think in the history of world warfare, best general ever, General Robert E. Lee. And he finally let his guard down and made one mistake at Gettysburg, and he was probably getting too big for his own britches, and he really thought he was about an inch away from winning the whole war and taking the United States out of it, and the United States would have settled for, we're the North, and you could keep the South, the Confederate States of America, and we would have been two separate countries. Robert E. Lee was going to win the Civil War if he won the last battle, Gettysburg, and he lost that battle with, like a miracle, the North came back in that war, in that battle. He was supposed to lose that battle, too, and it would have been over, but he lost, Robert E. Lee, and then that was it. For the rest of the next 2 years, the South was inches away from disaster, and eventually they had to give in and give up. They didn't have enough men. They didn't have enough arms. The men had no shoes. They were fighting barefoot. The South had no supplies. They had no food, no water, no nothing compared to the North. So they were fighting against a superior force with superior equipment. But in the end, the North won, even though they were an inch away from losing. So you never know when you're an inch away from winning that you might lose. You never know when you're an inch away from losing you might eventually win. You don't know. So it ain't over till it's over. But at the moment, we have lost our country. And there are communist, Nazi-like thugs running the United States of America. What else would you call Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States? What else would you call Obama and Biden? What else would you call Kamala Harris? What would you call Gavin Newsom? What would you call their new savior, Michelle Obama? What would you call Mayorkas? What is it, Alejandro Mayorkas, the border guy? Oh, my God, these are all terrible people out to destroy this country. The sponsor of this segment, by the way, is Spike Warrior. If you took that nasty vaccine, listen to this promotion for our sponsor, Spike Warrior. I get asked this question 100 times a day. I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? What's your solution, Wayne? Now I've got the answer. Patent pending no covidium from spikewarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. Turns your body into a spike protein eating machine. Removes toxins from your body forever naturally. Special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no covidium and get a second bottle free. All you do is use the promo code WAR at spikewarrior.com. SpikeWarrior.com, promo code.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. Today expected to be another day investigators comb through the belongings of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman. New York State Police say they will not reveal the investigator behind uncovering Huerman's connection to the case.
There are currently important investigative steps that are continuing and ongoing, and it would be premature on my part for me to identify any of the New York State Police members or any of the task force members at this point.
Former President Obama applauding librarians for standing on the front lines against book bans. Obama slammed recent censorship attempts on books that discuss topics like gender, sexuality, or race. The Powerball jackpot standing at $1 billion after there was no grand prize winner in Monday night's big drawing. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tupac Shakur.
Oh, my God.
Shakur, Shakir, his ear, his nose. I don't know what the hell it is. Tupac, his nose. Whatever the hell his name was. Too bad he died. Terrible thing. Died in Las Vegas, and now the police are executing search warrants all over Vegas. Oh, man. Wild stuff going on. Wild country we've got here. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You know, as in anyone but Joe Biden. Follow the Chinese. They're much smarter than Joe Biden. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wainwright sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today and tell them War sent you. Toll free, by the way, so even the call costs you nothing. 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com, goldgatecapital.com, 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wainwright sent you. You get up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. All right, my guest is with us, Jack Cashel. I don't know if you pronounce it that way. Cashel or Cashel. Cashel, author of the new book, Untenable, The True Story of White Ethnic Flight from America's Cities. Jack, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm great. And it's Cashel, by the way. Rhymes with Dashiell, our former...
No, wasn't Dashiell the wasn't he the minority leader or the majority leader of the Congress?
One of the other. Yeah, yeah. He was a big shot for a while.
All right, so Cashel, Jack Cashel. So listen, before we get into your book, I'm a living, breathing example of everything you're talking about. In the early 1970s, I lived in a town. I was born and raised in a town called Mount Vernon, New York. The Bronx borderline. It was known as the City of Homes. That's what they called it. Everybody had a home with a big grass yard and a big fence around it. It was the American dream. And then all the liberals fought for school busing, and all the black kids from the black side of town then went to school on the white side of town, and all the same white liberals that fought for it then abandoned the schools and sent their kids to private school. And all my Italian friends, I grew up in all Italian neighborhood, and they all, their parents sent them to Catholic school, and guess who got left? The only white guy in an all-black school, Wayne Allyn Root. And so, and eventually, everyone white just left Mount Vernon completely. Forget about their kids in school. Mount Vernon became an all-black town with an all-black high school. That was the beginnings of white flight. That was the early 70s, and I went to middle school in 75, and I went to an all-black middle school. I believe it was called Davis Middle School. So that was kind of the very beginnings, if I'm not, you know, I hope I'm correct, of white flight, certainly in Mount Vernon, New York. It was a great example of it. So just your thoughts on what I just said. Was that actually the very beginnings of it all?
It was certainly the beginnings in Mount Vernon, because Mount Vernon was almost a suburb. I grew up in Newark, New Jersey, which was the epicenter of urban decay and collapse. And ours started in the 60s, and it was a result of on crime. I mean, in a 20-year period, the homicide rate in Newark jumped 6 times. And what was happening was that there was an increasing surge of fatherlessness among young black kids especially. They were being radicalized by people like Tom Hayden, the guy who married Jane Fonda,
right.
As well as guys like Ron Karenga, the guy who invents, what do you call it, Kwanzaa, you know, when he wasn't out torturing black women.
Was he a white guy? I don't even know who that is. Was he a white guy?
No, Karenga was black, but he started Kwanzaa. And then a couple years after he starts Kwanzaa, he kidnaps and tortures these two black women for some reason or another, and he goes to prison for a bunch of years. He's one of their role models. But so they radicalized the young. Our city went from being, my neighbors called it idyllic. By 1970, it was shot. But the odd thing is, Wayne, and you probably know this, is that for all the books that are written about white flight, all the talk about white flight, et cetera, no one has bothered to interview the people who fled before I did. And these were people I grew up with. I focus on Newark, but I talk about cities all across the country. And it's kind of an amazing story, and it's a very personal story for me because I lived through it.
Yeah, and it's happening at this moment. It's happening in cities all across America because every store is being robbed and every neighborhood is suffering from robberies like you can't believe. And I live in really like the Beverly Hills of Las Vegas. It's called Summerlin, and it's been really good. Even though Vegas is infested with homeless, none of them ever found their way to Summerlin until the last 2 weeks. Suddenly in the last 2 weeks, there's been an infusion of homeless around Summerlin, and just 2 or 3 days ago, the very beautiful pool right near my home. There's a community pool, and I would say, you know, most of the people at that pool are pretty well off. They have nice cars. They live in nice single-family homes. Most of the homes are worth about $1 million or more, so I'd say that's pretty upscale. And there was a homeless man in front of little children, drunk, with a bottle of booze in one hand. And can I give you a guess without saying it? This just happened in Summerlin, Nevada, days ago. And they also, women walked into the bathroom in that same beautiful upscale pool area. They went in the bathroom, and in the bathroom was a homeless woman on drugs with no pants on. She was bottomless, and she was in the bathroom, I assume, shooting up. And the women started screaming, and the police were called. We are in an invasion of America. The country is going to implode. Bad, bad times are upon us, and I believe they're going to get much, much worse.
Well, you know, the problem is now is, you know, when I was coming up, the people who were leaving were forced out of their homes because of crime and bad schools, et cetera. And so they were stigmatized as white flight, you know, as these horrible racist people. Today, the people who are fleeing are the laptop crowd, you know, the remote crowd, the people who are so liberals. The cities that are emptying, the woker the city, the quicker it is to empty. Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, the top three. Tampa isn't losing people. Dallas isn't losing people. It's the more woke cities, and the woker leaving, but they are not stigmatizing themselves. White flight 2.0 is, in a sense, much more craven than white flight 1.0, which was based on real need and real fear. This is based on opportunity and the result of problems that these people have created for themselves. It's a shame to go to see what happened to see cities like San Francisco and New York. It's appalling.
Yeah, and believe me when I tell you, if you knew how beautiful Summerlin is, which is, you know, the nicest suburb of Las Vegas by a mile, to see suddenly in the last 2 weeks an invasion of homeless people, and we don't know where it's going to lead. You know, if we can help it, believe me, my wife and I will lead this fight. We'll have the police take them out and get rid of them, and hopefully we'll go back to being a good community. But if someone doesn't fight, this place will get infested by vermin. That's what they are. They're vermin. They will crap on the floor. They will be drunk in public. They will do what this guy was doing with his hand in front of children. They will rape somebody, and we will have murders and carjackings, and people will not be able to walk the street safely anymore. And someone's got to draw a line in the sand and do something about it. Trust me when I tell you, I will, and my wife will. My wife's the president of Summerlin North. We will be on the phone, and we will be working with the police to clean this place up, because bad things are coming, man. Everybody better be on alert, and you better have your eyes in the back of your head. You better be armed at all times. That's all I can say. But back to white flight. What does the term untenable mean exactly?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because I was, when I was looking for a title for the book, I grew up on a block that went from being, a nicely integrated, totally ethnic block in Newark in 1960. And by 1975, it was shot. It was unlivable. It was uninhabitable. And I asked a friend of mine, who was the last one of my friends to leave the block. He was living with his widowed mother. And he's the rare person, Wayne, who survived the transition from, as a Democrat. We were all Democrats when we were younger.
Right.
He's still a Democrat. So he's arguing against interests. I said to him, why finally did you leave? And he takes a minute to, and his wife's totally woke, and she's hanging, hovering around. who's being careful. He says, well, Jack, it became untenable. And I said, what do you mean by untenable? He goes, well, when your mother's mugged for the second time, that's untenable. When your home's invaded for the second time, that's untenable.
Right.
And when he left, and he became part of the stigmatized class known as white flight. And to this day, they're slandering those people who had no choice but to leave. And it was on their behalf that I've decided to write this book.
It's very scary. There's a headline right now, Biden, HHS releasing thousands of migrant kids with tuberculosis into American communities. I mean, this is just turning America into one big giant you-know-what hole. One big giant crap hole. America's being destroyed right in front of us from one rigged stolen election. Hey, Jack, we got to run. He's the author of the new book, Untenable, The True Story of White Ethnic Flight from America's Cities, Jack Cashel. Jack Cashel. Great to have you with us, Jack. Great book.
Hey,
thank
Wayne,
you.
Anytime.
Untenable. Untenable. On. That's what America's becoming. Forget cities. The entire America, the country, is now untenable. Run for your life. Except I don't think there's anywhere else to go. We'll be right back. Root for Colgate Capital.
Root.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex. Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do? To rid my body of this dangerous poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This segment sponsored by GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. Number one best-selling book, I wrote it. It's called The Great Patriot Boycott Book. And it's filled with real American patriotic companies that we spent a year researching, Nikki Ballew and my co-author, a year we researched. And guess what the best company out of all of them was? It was GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products that you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, made here in the USA, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. Who can ask for more? You can't get more. There is no more. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA, ever. Exclusively available only to their members, but you got to join. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form. They'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. For a limited time, the annual membership is $1. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, I mentioned this story while we were interviewing the author, Jack Cashel. Biden's HHS is releasing thousands of migrant kids with TB, tuberculosis, into American communities. I mean, you wouldn't believe. This is all from one stolen election. The destruction that they've done and they are doing to our country is incredible. They introduced interactive tuberculosis into American communities in the last year. This is the Washington Times story. A court-ordered report reviewed by Stephen Dinan, or maybe it's Dinan, at the Washington Times details how HHS has been releasing thousands of UACs, meaning unaccompanied children, with latent infections as part of the federal government's pipeline of migrant children into the U.S. Nearly 2,500 children with latent infections were released into 44 states over the past year, according to a court-ordered report on how the Health and Human Services Department is treating the children. About 126,000 total children were released, indicating an infection rate of 1 in 50 migrant children. You understand, the story isn't just the one out of 50 that's diseased that could make your children ill or die, or make you ill or die. The real story is not the one out of 50, the other 49. All 50 are bad. They don't belong in our country. There's no reason. We have to take them in. We don't need the whole world's children. We don't need the whole world's parents. We don't need the whole world's criminals. We don't need the whole world's drug dealers and drug addicts. Why? How come no one else takes them? There's a good question we should ask. Why doesn't the rest of the world take them? Why do we have to take them? The government says it can't treat the children because they're in custody for a short time, and treatment requires 3 to 9 months. Why don't you keep them under lock and key for 3 to 9 months, or kick them to the curb and get them out of our damn country? HHS releases affected children to sponsors and notifies the local health authorities in the hope they can arrange for treatment before the latent infection becomes active. According to the government report, HHS is not routinely treating UACs, unaccompanied children, with inactive tuberculosis because they are released quickly into the U.S. interior. Likewise, the report found HHS does not have adequate shelter space for unaccompanied children who are revealed to have criminal records, but failed to go into where those migrant children ultimately end up. Well, they're letting the little criminals into your country, too, into our country, too. It's just disgusting. Just disgusting. I saw another story, if I could find it. Again, another mayor said that you should, if you have a spare room, I think it was in Massachusetts, if you have a spare room, you should use it for illegal, here it is, Massachusetts governor calls on residents to house illegal aliens in their guest rooms. Oh my God. Come on. Let those little criminals in. Let those little tuberculosis diseased children in. Let the parents with tuberculosis in. Let the father who's a rapist in. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Do you realize in most of these countries outside of the United States, in the United States, there's still a lot of disgusting, low-life, piece-of-garbage fathers who try to or do have sex with their daughters? Do you realize in other countries that's the norm? Do you realize you're letting people in who are like animals with habits that would make you sick to your stomach and you think they should go to jail for life, and we're waving them into our country? Just incredible. Just incredible. How much time, Chris? All right. And one last story in the minute. You know, Malik Obama is the brother of Barack Obama. And Malik Obama put out a tweet that said Barack Obama is definitely gay, and then deletes the tweet in a panic. He said that in response to the former president's statement on banning porn books for children. Obama called those books that shaped his life and the lives of so many others, and they're being challenged by people who disagree with certain ideas or perspectives. He's mad they're taking porn books out of kindergarten classes. And Malik Obama tweeted out, "Well, that's because my brother is definitely gay." And then he deleted it in a panic. Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. I wonder what he'd say about Michelle. I'll be right back.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.